This is Akashvani. The news read by Nina Arakel. In Uttarakhand, over 130 people have so far been safely evacuated so far after a devastating cloudburst triggered a flood in Kheer Ganga River Dharali in Uttarkashi district yesterday. Relief and rescue operations are at a war footing. The Army, NDRF, SDRF, district administration and other agencies are actively involved in rescue and relief efforts. Three SDRF teams are on site and around 70 to 80 people have been relocated to safer areas in Gangotri. Special units of the PAC and the Indian Reserve Battalion, IRB, are also assisting in relief work. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami reviewed the situation. He directed all relief agencies to work in coordination, ensure the immediate evacuation of affected people and provide all necessary assistance.
सेना के साथ भी हम लोग लगातार कोऑर्डिनेशन में हैं. कुछ सड़क मार्ग भी बाधित हुआ है. बड़ी चुनौती है, इस समय भी वहां पर बारिश हो रही है. स्वास्थ्य विभाग अपने स्तर पर डॉक्टरों की तैनाती कर रहा है, दवाइयों की वहां पर तत्काल व्यवस्था कर रहा है, भोजन इत्यादि की व्यवस्था हो रही है और राशन वहां पर पहुंचे इसके लिए जिला पूर्ति अधिकारियों की पुलिस विभाग ने लगभग 160 पुलिस के लोगों को 10 सीनियर अधिकारी और 3 एसपी रैंक के अधिकारी वहां नियुक्त किए हैं.
The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall to continue over Uttarakhand during the next 3 days. Heavy rainfall conditions will prevail over Himachal Pradesh, Jammu Kashmir, Haryana and West Uttar Pradesh today. The weather agency has also forecast extremely heavy rainfall over parts of Kerala today and issued a red alert. Heavy rainfall will likely to be over Lakshadweep today and over Tamil Nadu, Kerala, Mahi, Karnataka, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Telangana and Rayalaseema till Friday. These conditions will also prevail in the eastern and western parts of the country, including sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Bihar, Odisha, Gangetic West Bengal, Jharkhand and Goa during the next 2-3 days. Light to moderate rainfall with thunderstorm, lightning and isolated heavy rainfall will continue over the northeast during this week. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Kartavya Bhavan 3 at Kartavya Path in New Delhi today. On the occasion, he will also address a public program. Kartavya Bhavan 3 is part of the broader transformation of Central Vista. A correspondent reports that it is the first among several upcoming common central secretariat buildings that aim to streamline administrative processes and enable agile governance.
Kartavya Bhavan 3 is a modern office complex of about 1.5 lakh square meters spread over 2 basements and 7 floors. It will house key ministries including Home, External Affairs, Rural Development, MSME, DOPT and the Office of the Principal Scientific Advisor. It will lead in sustainability with various power saving and recycling facilities resulting in 30% energy saving. It will also lead in sustainability with double glazed facades, rooftop solar water heating, advanced heating, ventilation and air conditioning systems and rainwater harvesting.
RBI has decided to keep the repo rate at 5.5%. RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra is announcing the monetary policy statements. Let's go live to the Governor's address.
With Q1 at 6.5%, Q2 at 6.7%, Q3 at 6.6% and Q4 at 6.3%. Real GDP growth for Q1 next year, 2026-27, is projected at 6.6%. The risks are evenly balanced.
In chess, the third edition of Chennai Grand Masters tournament will kick off in Chennai today. The tournament includes 2 round-robin groups split into 2 sections, the Masters and the Challengers. In Masters Round 1, clashes lined up today. Indian Grandmaster Arjun Arigesi is set to face American Evander Liang, while Vidit Gujarati will be up against the Dutch player Jordan Van Foreest. The Indian equity benchmarks opened flat today. Sensex gained 64 points or 0.08% at 80,774, while Nifty edged up 16 points or 0.07% to 24,665 in the opening session this morning. And that is the end of this news bulletin.